This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A national forest on the western slope lifts fire restrictions starting today. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
Enough rain has fallen over the White River National Forest that conditions have improved considerably. But Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliam cautions that we are still in a drought and things can dry out quickly, which could prompt the Forest Service to reinstate fire restrictions. The White River National Forest is huge, spanning many counties, 8 wilderness areas, and a dozen ski resorts. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Heavy rains could set off flash floods today in areas that burned in last year's wildfires. Weather Service flash flood watches are in effect around Vail and Aspen, Leadville, and Glenwood Springs. I-70 through Glenwood Canyon has been closed because of mudslides where the Grizzly Creek fire burned last year. Colorado's 42 state parks will be free to visit this coming Monday to celebrate Colorado's statehood anniversary, which is Sunday. State Park spokesman Travis Duncan says parks will probably be crowded even though it's a weekday.
We had record levels of visitation to our state parks this past year during the pandemic, and so we expect there'll be quite a few people getting out to the state parks this year.
Park admission is free Monday, but other fees for camping in the backcountry will be in effect. Former Colorado Governor Dick Lamb has died. He was 85. Lamb's wife Dottie announced his death. It was yesterday following complications from a pulmonary embolism earlier this week. Lamb served 3 terms as governor in the 1970s and 80s. This is CPR News.